You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it.
I want it.
Why am I singing that song, Amanda?
Your extensions came in.
Guys, I got 22-inch motherfucking extensions, and I am a new woman. We've named the extensions Rebecca because you know why. Ted Lasso, our queen. That confidence, that poise, that is what I am embodying with my new extensions. I have never felt this much like a spring chicken. Like, I have the hair I have wanted since I was a four-year-old girl, and I feel like an elf in Lord of the Rings. I feel like a princess. I feel like a Gen Z TikTok queen, and I'm never taking them. I'm going to be going bald because I'm never going to take them out of my hair.
It is so nice to see your new zest for life. You guys, the second Sarah put this on her head, Rebecca on her head, she's a full-blown new woman, so it's really inspiring.
I was even so happy at work today, like, just in such a great mood, so much energy, and I truly attribute it all to my hair because it certainly has nothing to do with what's going on in Canada right now.
Very, very true. So the woke culture.
Yeah.
We both, before turning Sarah's phone on, also, we don't have a mic right now because we forgot it, so we're on our third recording device, so we'll see how it goes. But both Sarah and I looked at each other and we were like, we're scared to talk about this. We don't know at all what to say. I truly am so scared to offend anyone and everyone because we're just at this point, everyone's getting offended.
And that's the world we live in now where you're scared to say anything or dive into any conversation because people are, I mean, I don't want to say we live in a culture of oversensitivity because I do think that sensitivity is not always a bad thing, but obviously we live in a very almost black and white, judgmental, right or wrong. It's just hard to win these days because everybody seems so polarized on different sides of different perspectives and different political views. And for people like Amanda and I who like to stand pretty much firmly in the middle and we like to kind of give everybody the benefit of the doubt as much as we can, it's just like a stressful time to be alive. And if you don't know what we're talking about, do you want to explain a little bit about the situation? Because Amanda is a news queen. I know all the deets on pop culture. Amanda knows all the deets about world news.
I could go on forever explaining it. Even so, Sarah,
just give
you
the gist of
okay,
what's
the gist is, well, in today's time, we all, well, maybe you don't know, but there's the truck convoy, the Freedom Convoy, which is just a bunch of truckers. Well, no, it's so much more. Again, I don't even know how to explain it without offending someone.
I'm just, because we have listeners from, you know, Ukraine, from France. So I just, they might not know that this is happening in Canada. So I just want to give them like literally just like a general overview of what's happening. If you want to know the specifics, guys, you can go Google it. You can look up news articles. You know, we don't want to be responsible for getting every single detail right because that's not realistic, but we want to just give you a frame of reference for what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay. Of course, we can elaborate a lot more on different specifics for the woke culture, but just right now, there's a big protest in Canada, which is some people are calling it the freedom protest kind of thing. Like the freedom mandate, but then there's the whole other side that thinks this is just an extreme right conservative protest that is anti-vaccine, anti-mask, the list goes on and on. So we're very divided because some people are just pro-freedom where they don't want to wear the masks, and some people think that this is just very anti-vaccination and of course, there's so much more to it, but sorry, I'm laughing at your...
Sorry, I tried to have a sip of Diet Coke and it's so loud.
And so we could, Sarah and I could talk about this forever, but I'm actually beyond sick of it. Every single person's story right now on Instagram is, and we both agree, it's almost 50-50 where half of the people we follow are like, yeah, this is awesome, freedom, like give us our lives back. And then the other half are like, you guys are neo-Nazis and this represents racism and this and that, and the list goes on. So again, there's so many different views, but I almost want to talk about the woke culture in a different way, because I feel like we're all so sick of this. And you had a perfect example of it this week, just related to Amazon.
Yeah, I just wanted to give like some context. We're not going to really talk about the truck convoy, whatever the hell's going on, because we're over it. But like, okay, where was this turnout during like Every Child Matters or Black Lives Matter? Like, where were all of these people? You know, I know there was a lot of the youth turning up and going to those protests, but I think that's where the racism skepticism comes in, because anyway, whatever. It's true. You could get so tongue-tied trying to talk about this stuff.
Because you're just not trying to offend anyone.
I'm just trying, and I guess we've already prefaced this, but we'll preface it again, that like, we do not want to get canceled before we even start. Like, we, I can only imagine how hard it is podcasting on topics like this when you do have like millions of followers. It's just, it's a hard situation. And that's kind of, why do we feel like it's so difficult to talk? Why do we feel like it's so radical to share an opinion that's maybe a little bit different than other people's? Or why is it so radical to say something slightly positive about capitalism or about, I don't know, like anything? It's just, it's almost like to have an opinion that was popular 10 years ago is now completely demonized, even though it was like, okay, well, everybody thought this was okay 10 years ago. And so sometimes it's just hard to wrap your brain around, I'm going to say aggressive wokeness. That could be like our term, because there are people who are just so lovely and calm and enlightened. And I think woke is overall a very positive term. Like, I say it to people as a compliment, like, oh my God, you're so woke, if they say something really deep and insightful. But there are also people who take it too far, and they, I think, like, the woke need to go back to sleep. Like, some people need to just take a chill pill, take a sedative, a Xanax, and just relax, because Rome wasn't built in a day and you're not going to fight all of your battles in one day. Anyway, so this week, I guess I'll just give an example. So this happened to me this week, and it sparked a really interesting conversation between Amanda and I. And then now the whole trucking situation is really spiraling out of control, and it's all over social media. So we felt like this was the most appropriate time to have this conversation. So I got attacked, bullied, ganged up on. No, I'm kidding. traumatized. We got into this pretty open conversation. And this is my problem, is I love opening up dialogues, conversations, having interesting conversations that maybe you don't have every day. But the minute it gets critical of me, I cry. The minute it gets like heated or voices are raised, I run away. I want to have conversations. I don't really want to have debates. That's not my personality, unless it's like with my boyfriend. Let's debate all damn night. Like, I am a lawyer up in here. But with strangers, I do care way too much about what other people think. So I end up getting tongue-tied, and then I end up second-guessing what I'm saying. And it's just a stressful situation. So anyway, I was literally just mentioning how much I love Amazon. Guys, I'm sorry. I love Amazon. And Amanda does too. And Amanda's mom also loves Amazon. And half the stuff in our apartments is from Amazon. Half the stuff for my dog is from Amazon. And I was just saying something like that. Like, oh yeah, I love shopping on Amazon. And immediately I had three people just look at me like I was Satan and be like, wow, way to support Jeff Bezos. Like, yikes, I can't believe you like Amazon. I'd do anything. I'll shop anywhere but there. And so I just, of course, felt on the defensive right away, which is, anyway, it was just like a psychological trip all around. I learned a lot about myself this day, but I was like, well, I mean, you know, they provide a lot of jobs and they have great customer service, and they wouldn't even really let me finish. And they were just like, yeah, like, as long as you can sleep at night, you know, I think it's just a question of ethics and morals, and each person has their own choice. And I believe in everybody's right to have a choice, but like, you're making the wrong choice. I mean, they didn't say it exactly like that, but that was the gist of what they were getting at. And so of course I was like, oh yeah, you're right, I'm a bitch, like, I shop at Amazon, I'm a bitch. And I mean, I was just getting heated because I felt like, why are these random people who don't even know me questioning my ethics and my morals over having a subscription to something that billions of other people also utilize on a daily basis. And it's my hard-earned money that I'm choosing every month to put towards my Amazon, goes towards my Kindle. I have Amazon Prime and I love the TV shows and movies there. There's just like different benefits. Anyway. And I was like, well, no, I don't support Jeff Bezos necessarily as a human, but also, I mean, there's something to be said about him being the wealthiest man in the world. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, I'm pretty sure he's not even,
I think,
part of Amazon anymore.
He's going into space now.
Yeah, I'd have to do my research, but I really have a lot to say. I think there's nothing wrong with, you can be woke. Good for you if you're trying to, make the planet a better place.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And society better, but you're not any better than anyone, A, if you think you're better by doing these things, and B, by then using your wokeness as an excuse to bully people.
Yeah.
I just can't handle that. I had had plenty of similar experiences like that too. And yeah, when someone's like attacking my values because they are so woke and they feel like they have the right to, I get super heated as well. I have plenty of examples. By the way, also, like, it's not like, what's that thing? Like tit for tat?
Yeah.
I hate that so much because, I could go on and on. It's like, okay, well, I don't drive. So there we go. I'm not contributing to
pollution.
Like, and I'm also a vegan, which is like a huge ass one. I like never buy stuff. And when I do, like ever. And when I do, it's like 9 times out of 10, Sarah's hand-me-downs. Thanks, Sarah.
Because I do shop and buy stuff every single day of my life, and I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah. So I'm, again, like, everyone has their choices. Everyone is going to try to make the planet a better place in their own way. But the second you're doing something and then making someone feel like a piece of shit, I'm not going to make a non-vegetarian feel crappy, or because there's just so many different perspectives. Someone can be a hunter, and I just love animals so much, so I couldn't do that myself. But I respect people who hunt, and then because it's so much worse buying meat, even though if you're not killing the animal yourself, that's way worse for the environment.
Yeah.
If you're buying it from the grocery store and then all the transportation that, anyways, it just goes on and on and on and on. Like, no one's perfect, but the second you start belittling people because you think you're a good person, I just hate that.
Yeah.
And one of, like, again, you shared your example this week. I have so many examples like that, but one that just pops into my head is a coworker was like, oh, like, I really like your sandals. Where are they from? I was like, oh, they're Steve Madden. And again, I buy myself something once every 2 years. And I don't care about the name. Like, they're honestly just really cute sandals. And she immediately was like, ah, that's so bad for the environment. And I'm like, taken so off guard. I'm like, what the heck? Like, I see you driving a car. Like, that's bad for the environment. I'm not going to. Why can't we all just be nice to each other and not judge us for what we're saying, what we're doing?
Why can't we all just get along like we did in middle school? I just want to bake a cake full of rainbows and smiles. She doesn't even go here. Like, that is what I feel like, though. Sometimes I just want to scream into the void, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. Like, why is everyone putting their opinions on me and I have to give my opinion to everyone and I have to justify my opinion, but not only my opinion, I have to justify my boyfriend's opinion if his opinion's different than my opinion. And it's a reflection on me if he has a different opinion, because now it's just like, it's not just a reflection on you, who you are, but then also everybody kind of judges you for who you surround yourself with and who your boyfriend is, or what your friends believe, or what your dad did, or what your mom. And it's just like, it feels like everything is going to be held against you at any given time. And it's exhausting to live that way with, like, so. And I mean, that's the world now of social media and cancel culture. It's like there's all eyes on you all the time. And who knows, I bet you this episode, once Amanda and I are one of the top podcasts in the world, like, this episode's going to pop up in a few years and we're going to get canceled. But I just think there's something to be said about owning who you are. And I'm not out here saying I'm Mother Teresa. I'm not. Like, I literally feed the capitalist machine. I love buying stuff. I love shopping. I love eating out. I make money and I spend money. I don't know. I like material things. I like dressing nice. I like doing hair. I like doing makeup. I like investing in my appearance because it helps with my mental health. And that's just who I am. And I'm so sick of being ashamed of those elements of myself. And I think I learned that from my sister. She was around my age. She's older than me, but I remember seeing this huge change in her when she just started like buying from clothing stores that she always wanted to shop at, or like trying new makeup techniques, or like dressing up for herself, or just whatever, like buying herself nice things. And everyone would make, because we grew up in a small town where you wanted to be frugal and you didn't want to show off how much money you had. And she'd get like shade from people sometimes, like, wow, Emily's really dressed up. And I kind of feel like I'm coming into that now where I'm like, I don't care if people are going to stare at me because I have 22 inch hair extensions in. I am feeling myself and I am living my little, but yeah, okay. Like, did it cost money that I probably could have put towards something else? Yes. And then did they have to drive it here in some sort of transport car to get it to me? Yes. And all these things. I do thrift a lot of clothes. I do. But that's about it, guys. Like, I'm not really great with the environment. I try to recycle. I get confused with recycling and Carlos always has to resort it. I don't know. I try to use reusable Tupperware when I go to work. I don't know. Like, I try, but I'm not that person with a green thumb. And that's just who I am. I have other topics I'm passionate about, like feminism or body positivity. Like, those are things I could talk about till the cows come home. And that's why I have this podcast and we have this podcast, is so we can open up these dialogues and make people feel seen and heard and respected. That's how I'm contributing to a better world, is by using my voice, using my brain, trying to make people laugh, trying to make people feel connected. And like, that's where I feel like I can contribute, and I'm not going to fake it and pretend that I'm like super invested in all these things. I mean, it's not that I don't care about global warming. Of course I do. Of course I do. But like, it's not, I'm just too selfish and too materialistic at this point in my life to like sacrifice all these other things that I enjoy. And I'm open to, like, I'm openly admitting that right now, and you can burn me at the stake if you want. But isn't it better for someone to be open about where they lack certain things than just to pretend they're doing all these things when they're actually not, and then like make other people feel bad? I respect people who are open, who are honest, and even if it's something you disagree with, I think you just have to respect the honesty and let adults be adults. Like, we are all entitled to spend our money how we want, to think how we want. Just like, back off.
I couldn't agree more. I don't know why you and I especially, we just feel like we have to defend our choices so much. I even said it out loud previously. I felt like I needed to disclose the ways that I am woke, aka veganism, lack of driving, shopping.
She meditates, she journals. You are very woke, but like,
in some ways, but again, who cares?
I know.
The fact that I feel like I have to announce this to protect other choices, kind of thing, is so, so sad. And it's true. We do live in a world, especially Victoria, which is extremely hipster. You're guilty of so many things and people have no problem calling you out on it. And if you're woke, but you're a bully,
then you're not that woke. You're not that woke. Like,
for sure.
You know who's woke, people? The monks who are meditating in the middle of the mountain. They are woke. To me, being woke is being truly enlightened and unbothered by stupid worldly stuff. And you're just living in a whole other existential, spiritual plane. That is wokeness.
That's a great definition of wokeness. I really like that. And to add on, I think a wonderful other version of wokeness is, but I love yours. Yours is 10 on 10. My also favorite version, aside from the monks, is people who live life the way they want to, don't defend it, are just
completely in their soul happy with it. And if someone lives life an entirely opposite way, if they treat that person with kindness and respect,
yeah,
and dignity, that is wokeness to me.
I totally agree. I think that's a more attainable version of wokeness for the for the common folk out there. But I think that's just being a decent human being and having decency. I mean, haven't you ever been told, like, do unto others as you would want done to you? Or it's like a biblical verse or something. But it's also like don't, what is it? Don't assume things and all
treat
these
the way treat, you treat.
Yeah, there's all these things that you hear, like, you never know what someone's going through until you walk a mile in their shoes, blah, blah, blah. You know, we've heard all this stuff since we were in elementary school, and it's just ingrained in me to, like, give people the benefit of the doubt and to assume the best in people, like, assume innocence until proven guilty. And I am not condemning, don't get me wrong. People are walking around these rallies with swastikas. People are being arrogant. People are being violent. I do not condone that. I think those people are capitalizing on the current chaotic nature of society right now and are just trying to, like, get their rocks off, essentially, by adding extra chaos or adding extra fuel to the fire. But I can understand why people are frustrated with the way that COVID has affected their lives the last 2 years and how they've had so many people have had such little control over their education, over their work, over their family, over where they go. And it's just, it's been over 2 years now and people are fed up. And I can relate to that. And I'm not saying I'm not going to make a stance one way or the other. I feel for everybody because everybody is struggling right now. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody's tired. I don't think my opinion is inherently better than anyone else's. And I don't think myself as a person, other than my hair extensions, which are the best of all time, I don't think I'm better than anyone else. Yes, my hair is better than everyone else, but I'm not better. And Amanda actually was the one who initially taught me that. So do you want to, like, elaborate on that thought?
Absolutely. This is what I think is the root of my personal issue with wokeness. It's when someone truly thinks they're being better. So your example at work, the person who made you cry about shopping at Amazon.
I cried in the basement and had a panic attack. So that's
she did.
Yeah, I got bullied by hipsters. So.
She did.
Welcome to Victoria.
Yeah, it happens. And I'm really fed up with it. It's huge out here. So this individual who bullied you about Amazon because they're so woke that they don't contribute to Amazon, they went home at night. Even though they made you cry, they think that they improved the world. They're like, you know what? I'm so woke. I'm teaching people to feel bad about themselves for shopping at Amazon. I'm making the world a better place. This is my issue with it, because it's like they're allowing that mindset to allow them to bully people.
Yeah.
And that's just my issue with it. It's like, okay, you can be woke. You can never, ever, ever buy plastic, and like the list goes on and on and on for how woke you can be. But the second you start bullying other people when they're not choosing that exact same lifestyle, that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
And that's what I've had enough with.
Yeah, we have no issue, obviously, with people who are woke. Like, they just identify by that type of... My mom's probably listening to this, like, what does woke mean?
I don't even know what
I don't even know either. Just like, if you kind of identify as like a vegan, hipster, like bike everywhere, wear bare feet, I love you. I want to be you. Like, we have nothing against people who identify as potentially woke. It's just like, sometimes
don't be a bully.
Yeah.
That's it. Be as woke as you want, but do not make someone feel bad if they're not choosing that same lifestyle.
And there's people who bully the woke, right? Like, there's super conservative people who would be like, oh, those tree huggers,
those
blah,
hippies.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then there's, but then tree huggers, listen up, tree huggers, I love you. There are also tree huggers who go up to conservative people and are like, oh, those rednecks, they don't fucking know anything.
They're so dumb.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's equally bad both ways, okay? And that's what we just need to remember, is that, yes, maybe I have a little bit more of a kinship with one side of things than the other. I'm not going to lie. Yes, I lean more liberal. But I think like, okay, let's just like go way back to Nazi Germany. I know this is like a dramatic example, but a lot of people are making lackluster comparisons to World War II and what's going on with COVID and the government sanctions. But I do a lot of research. I'm very psychologically, historically fascinated in World War II, and I do a lot of research and read a lot of books. And there was a psychologist who said, like, you might think you look back on what happened in Germany and you think, how did those German people let that happen? Like, how did they believe Hitler? How did they follow Hitler? I could never. And he said, I bet you if there's 400, like, said something like, if there's 400 people saying that 398 of you would have been following Hitler, you would have been, maybe you wouldn't have been like working at a concentration camp, because that's like a whole other level of evil. But like he said, you know, unfortunately, human beings are easily swayed. They're easily confused. They're easily influenced. And especially when people are in a state of desperation, fear, helplessness, like the German people were before World War II. I'm not condoning, believe me, I'm not condoning what happened. But you have to look at things from a sociological and psychological perspective, and just, okay, why are people acting out right now? Let's look at what's happened the last 2 years. Let's maybe think about where these people are coming from. And then let's also look at where these people are coming from. And if you can just like take a third party objective perspective, then not only can you learn a lot and you can observe a lot, but you can also not get dragged into the toxicity of it. You know, you can just observe, you can make maybe a few comments. But once you start being like, I'm right, you're wrong, then it's getting a little too personal. And then that's when people go home and cry, like I did, because I'm feeling personally attacked for a decision that I'm making, instead of like, Sarah, do you mind me asking, like, why do you like to shop at Amazon? Or like, what do you find the benefits? Or like that? It wasn't a conversation like that. It was like eye roll leering at me. Wow, as if you shop at Amazon, you know, immediately it was a personal attack. And I don't know if anything I said just made sense, but just like, you're not maybe as holy as you think you are, okay? Like, if you were to be dropped in a different place, in a different time, in a different environment, at a different age, you would be making very different decisions or thinking very different things than you are thinking. And you're probably very privileged to have a woke liberal mindset, because not everybody is able to get to that place. Mic drop.
No, that was really, really good.
It's the hair.
Yeah. It's the hair. I enjoyed hearing that. And it's true. A lot of people, it's just the family you were raised in, yep, the part of the world, yep, you grew up in, and your friends. So a huge mob mentality is real.
Yeah.
If you're only friends with super like right-wing conservative, you're most likely gonna act that way and have those beliefs, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. If you grew up in a rainforest barefoot walking and stuff like that. So again, I don't think either is right or wrong. Sorry, there's a dog trying to come into the closet.
Say hi, Darla.
She's like, they're so mean. Oh, Mango's face. We have two Goldens here with us. Why can't we all just be more like dogs? Mm-hmm. Guys, we get our dog and they love us no matter what our beliefs are. They never tell us we're right or we're wrong. They're just the most perfect creature in the world.
We could learn a lot from animals.
Yeah, we could. And so again, like, they just play with other dogs, even if the other dogs come from different families, yeah, who have different opinions. Like, we're allowed and entitled to our opinion, but when it starts just dividing us more and more, and if it's like then dividing our children, like, sorry, Tommy, you're not allowed to be friends with Sally because Sally's, yeah, parents aren't vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Like, where are we going to get to? Oh, and I just got my third dose and I'm honestly hesitant with who I tell I'm like triple vaccinated.
I know.
Or not, because you're going to be judged either way.
I know.
So just don't judge people, guys. Just, you're allowed to think the way you want to think. That's fine. But remember that everyone else is allowed to think the way they want to think too.
And judgment is a normal part of human existence. We can't stop ourselves from making judgment. It's how we get about the world and make decisions and, you know, decide what might be safe and what might not be safe. But like, keep your judgments to yourself potentially. Or if you decide you feel the need to absolutely voice something, then maybe try to find a way to do it that is like graceful and poised and mature. You don't have to be like honk your horn at people. You don't have to like stick up your middle finger at people. Like mm-hmm. that's just not going to make a difference. Sorry, I am literally a mother multitasking podcasting queen.
And yeah. if you want to, I'm going to Google the definition of woke after this. But if you want to be woke, I'm going to make a new definition. That's believing in whatever you want to believe while also just being kind and respecting everyone else on this planet despite their thoughts and opinions. That's what the true meaning of woke should okay. be.
I'll make an Instagram post with that exact definition and we can all follow that. One last thing maybe we could talk about. Sorry, Darla. Darla just broke skin. She's eating my hair. Okay,
you got it. It's 22 inches, so she's got a little.
That was the risk I took when I bought this with a puppy, is it's going to be eaten.
She wants 22-inch Ariana Grande.
She does. Oh, also, hair. Nick told, I was showing Nick today, my brother, and I was like, you know we're going to be putting this on your hair, but we'll put like a bucket hat or something on the top.
The toque.
And then it'll fully look like it's his hair, and he will be feeling himself. Yep. I cannot wait. I've always played dress up with Nick. It's like our thing. But Darla, she's evicted because she's not woke enough. The other thing I wanted to just quickly talk about is woke culture on social media. Specifically, it hasn't been fun to be on social media in the last 2 years. Let's just be real, okay? It's like one political movement after another, after another, after another. And so much of it is performative activism. And it's just like, obviously, there's so many different polarizing ideas and thoughts. And like, I just kind of miss the good old days when social media was for like posting photos of your salad and like a girl's night out. And now everybody's using it to voice their own political opinions, which I think everyone is entitled to voicing their thoughts, their ideas. And I just think not everybody can have a microphone. Okay, there's going to be way too much noise in the room if every single person is trying to speak into the mic. Like it's just, and then you end up drowning it all out because all you can hear is like a cacophony of chaos and you're like, you just shut off your phone. You know, if there was one really poignant, powerful article, that might actually catch your attention. Whereas if you're seeing 1,500 posts with different opinions on the same topic and different photos, you just want to shut off. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like overexposure. So I think all of this posting on social media, although it's raising awareness, in some ways is doing more harm than good because it's just inundating people with a lot of negativity and then they just want to shut down.
Yeah. I've gone years without social media and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, I regret getting Instagram back because, these past few weeks and months is draining when you look at everyone's story. And I'd say 50% of the people I'm friends with think one way and 50% think the other way. And I'm seeing a lot of right now as people's story, like, if you think this is fine, like, unfollow me.
I know. Like, you seriously need to get your mind straight or you need to read more books. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like,
I'm like, go back to posting salads. Come on.
Oh, it's mean. Like, it's just mean. Like,
but that's another thing. Do you think these people would be equally mean in person?
No,
or is it just like
not.
This hyper-aggressive
keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
I sound like a child. Keyboard warriors.
Sarah and I just saw our friend who was actually downtown Victoria today seeing the protests. Because on social media, it's not necessarily the most accurate description of what's happening. So social media is making it look so aggressive, so crazy, so evil, toxic, extremist, right-wing.
Yeah.
And so I asked, I'm like, okay, how was it downtown? And he was like, oh, super politeful, respectful. Like it was really, really good.
Politeful's not a word.
super polite. Okay, wait, hold on. You gotta take that out. No. So respectful, polite.
Yeah, I'm not taking it out.
No, go on. Guys, I grew up in a household where English wasn't.
Excuses.
I speak three languages. Merci.
And English, she only partially speaks.
Give me a break, guys.
Finish your thought.
Okay. So anyways, Sarah and I's friend who was downtown said it was very, very respectful and polite.
Yeah.
And I was happy to hear that, but also surprised because my social media is making it look like it is a bloodbath.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I know. And maybe that's just says something about our brains, how we automatically jump to protests being associated with like violence and chaos and destruction. Cause like, I don't want to be in a big group of people, not only just for COVID, but just that energy, unfortunately, after everything that's happened the last few years, it's a bit scary. And I do commend people who feel so passionately about something that they get out there and they do their thing. It's just, yeah, I'm glad they were being politeful. I really am. And I'm glad.
New word.
Yeah. And I just hope everybody is keeping their chin up and staying positive and doing the best for themselves and their family. As my Instagram bio says, you got to do your best and fuck the rest. And it's true. Like, if you try to please every single person, whether they are like a total right wing, 50-year-old guy, or whether it's like some young hipster liberal girl, you know, you're not going to please everybody. As long as you can rest your head at night and sleep soundly, which I can, thank you very much, with my Amazon silk pillowcase. Okay. And you want to hear the funniest thing, people? Literally the same day, I was crying at work and my coworkers were consoling me. I was like, guys, I just got a notification. I got an Amazon delivery. And they were laughing. They're like, what was it? I was like, my self-help book.
She's not joking.
I know. I got this like self-help for women book. It's supposed to be empowering. And that came in that day when I was having a panic attack. And it's funny in retrospect, but in the moment, it was not funny. Like, I was really, really upset. And I do have an anxiety disorder. And I do have panic attacks, but I haven't had one in like 5 months, which I was really proud of. And all it took was one bloody hipster to take me down. But it's okay. Of course, I'm not an idiot. I see the problems with Amazon, but I also see benefits to Amazon. It's a capitalist machine, and I know there's flaws with that, but also am I going to like make my life 10 times harder by going against the grain on every decision I make? No, I'm not. And if you do, wicked. Like, I literally applaud you.
But you're not a better person if you do it.
You're probably better than me. A lot of people are better than me.
But are you a better person if you just keep telling everyone you're better than them?
No, I'm just not that good of a person in general. So you're probably better than me, Amazon aside. No, I'm kidding. But, I can probably teach you a little bit about some things and you can teach me about some things and we can all just help each other grow. It doesn't have to be, okay, go sit in the corner because you said one thing I don't like or you did one thing I don't like. And that's what cancel culture has done to people. It made people anxious messes because, and there's just no lively debate or conversation anymore. It turns so dire so quickly and it's hard. It's hard to navigate for sure.
I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, if we're at a time now where the second you hear someone's unvaccinated, you're ready to walk away and not even give them any time of day, that's too bad. And I really do think we've gotten there. So
yeah,
there's always hope.
Yeah,
never going to lose hope. But again, you're not better than someone just because you think a certain way.
Yeah. And remember, based on, like we said, factors of your life, where you live, how old you are, social media and news will provide you with different resources. So for example, because Amanda and I potentially always like liberal content, so to speak, we're probably going to be given a lot of pro-vaccine stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas the algorithm of social media if you like a lot of anti-vax stuff or whatever, that's what's going to be fueling your algorithm. So you're going to be getting a lot of other resources that are saying different things. So not everybody is getting the same information or is processing it the same way. So that's just another thing to keep in mind. Maybe something I'm reading is not the same thing they're reading. That's a bit frustrating and a bit scary, but it is what it is. So this was a little bit of a heavier one, but I think it was important for us to get this off our chest. I feel better now that we processed some of that. Do you feel better?
Yeah, I was venting the whole time, so thank you.
And we did share a few laughs, but we'll talk about something maybe lighthearted next week. Maybe we'll do like a darker episode, a lighter episode, just kind of mix it up. Because, we kind of just go with our mood and see what we're feeling. And this was what needed to be talked about today. So without further ado, we'll wrap this up. Just be sure to follow us on Instagram. We're going to be posting some fun content on there. Or you can follow me at Sarah Birch, and you can DM me if you have anything you want to say. Or unless it's mean, then please don't follow me or message me. But if you have any topics or any thoughts, you can definitely send them to me or to the podcast Instagram. Other than that, you can subscribe or follow us by clicking the little plus button on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if you can subscribe on Spotify, but I think you can. Anyway, do that. Leave a rating, leave a review, and be kind to people and buy extensions for yourself. Bye.